All right, Laura, I'm back. Sorry about that. I was just reading
That's
through
okay.
those notes. So what's the issue this time?
I have some photographs.
Okay.
First of all, I had two different people come over to the house. At first, I thought they were going around the back of my house, which made sense. And then somebody came over who said that they would have to dig under a pathway that I had paved, which is all of like 6 feet wide. So he said that didn't make any sense, and I didn't realize at that time that you had equipment that could do that pretty easily.
Okay.
So then they decided to go around the other side of my house, which is like 400 some odd feet long, and they went under my entire driveway, which is like 14 feet wide. And then all along my lawn, they couldn't, since it was very rocky, and I told them it was rocky, they couldn't, they tried to use that whatever machine, and it completely tore up my lawn.
Oof.
So they continued by doing it by hand, which didn't seem to take them all that long. All they had to do was, push on the shovel 6 inches, and they were on their merry way. But in the meantime, I have about 30 feet or something of lawn that has been pretty much dug up. So the guy who did it, and I don't even know who to blame, if there's anybody to blame. It seems like there's enough blame to go around. He was very nice, and then he threw some grass seed down, and I said, it takes water. You can't just throw grass seed down, and I don't have any water that goes down that far. I said, do you have any tack straw? I mean, I just put grass seed down last spring, and I know how to do it. He didn't know what that was. There's rocks that were pulled up from the ground. I collected them all. I have a boatload of rocks. And he never came back with a tack straw. I think there needs to be some soil put down, some more grass seed. I have to get an extension to my hose to bring it all the way down there. So I don't understand. I'm not quite sure why all this was done the way it was done. It turns out they could have done it, a shorter distance, and it wouldn't have destroyed the lawn. It's just a mess.
All right. So, Laura, what I'm going to do for you right now is I'm reaching out to the right department for this one so that they can have a look into it and they can look at some of the notes, because I only have access to the notes that are put into our
Right.
system that are pertaining to your account specifics. So I don't know everything that's going on with like what happens with our technicians and the construction company, any kind of those notes. So I'm going to reach out to that department and see what they can do about it, because there, from the sounds of it, there's been significant damage to your lawn, and it was due to your installation. So, I'm reaching out to,
Okay, I do have photographs.
okay.
I did take photographs. But I mean, they're charging me $400 for the basically to go along my lawn when they didn't have to go in that direction.
No, and I understand that. And I'm sorry this has caused you such a lot of confusion for a lot of this and a lot of, a headache and, damage to your property. So I'm, like I said, I'm reaching out to the right department for this one just so that we can have this looked into and taken care of, so that we can just make sure we're doing the right thing by you so that
Okay.
this doesn't happen. So stuff like this doesn't happen again. So just give me one moment. I'm writing this message out through our messaging app to them. Right, I've sent that message off now, so hopefully I get back from her, from, well, her, him, them, all the people in that department who might be able to help me with that one, about what is going on.
Okay.
For now, it's essentially it's just me waiting to hear back from that department so I can ensure that the issue is handled correctly. I'm actually getting a response from
Okay.
them right now. So if I can put you on a brief hold while I receive this message and then I come back with you with an answer.
Sure.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Please hold.